Virginia has a choice.
Yes,
Virginia has a choice.
Senator Stewart! Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
Virginia has a choice. Virginia can choose to continue with the prosperity and the progress of America under President Trump.
Go Trump!
Or it can choose the past with everything we know that has failed, and that's Hillary Clinton's running mate, Tim Kaine. Too. Oh, we're going to have a lot of fun between now and November, folks. And Virginia can choose to improve our health care system in this country, which has been failing ever since Obamacare was adopted. Or we can bring in the free market. We can have insurance companies compete across state lines. We can drive down prices and improve quality and support President Trump.
That's right.
Trump! Trump! Trump!
Trump!
Trump! Trump! Trump! Trump! Trump! Trump! Trump! Trump! Trump! Trump! Trump! Trump! Trump! Trump!
And Virginians can choose to roll back the tax cut like Tim Kaine wants to do. Or we can support President Trump in making the tax cuts permanent and making them even deeper. And Virginians can choose to go back to the way it was, with a lack of prosperity, a lack of economic growth under Tim Kaine and the far left, radical left. Or we can continue with the lowest unemployment rate since 1973 and rising prosperity. That's what we're doing. And finally, folks, Virginia can choose to continue to let criminal illegal aliens like MS-13. And by the way, they are animals. They're animals. Or we can arrest them, deport them back to the country from where they came from, and build the wall so we never return. In all sincerity, I want to thank, and I want to compliment Nick Friedis in running a very, very tough race. He's one heck of a campaigner. And there's one thing I know after running against him, and that is he's not going away. Nick Friedis has a future in this party. He's got a future in Virginia. He's got a future in this country and helping us to lead to more liberty in the Commonwealth. And E.W. Jackson, I love that guy. And it's going to take all of us working together. It's going to take all of us working together, folks. And I hope that you will follow me as we reach out to all Republicans, and not just to all Republicans, because I don't want the voters to think of me as just a Republican. You know, I grew up as a Democrat. I know. I did. But then I matured. And you know, the Democratic Party, folks, which used to represent the little guy, it used to be the party, the Democratic Party used to be the party that said that it stood up for the working man. It doesn't anymore. The Democratic Party instead stands for the far left-wing radicals. That's all. And instead of supporting the working man, the Democratic Party ridicules the working class values. Instead of supporting the working man, the Democratic Party undermines them with unfair free trade agreements. That's not free trade at all. It means that we're losing jobs and we're losing our industry. But under President Trump, I will be supporting every step of the way to open up markets for unfair. And instead of supporting the working guy, the Democratic Party lets millions of criminal, illegal aliens into this country. Millions of them. Into our schools, into our communities, suppressing wages, taking jobs, committing crimes. That is the Democratic Party of today. It's not the Democratic Party of your grandfather or even your father. Today, we will unite the coalition that President Trump brought together in 2016. We will win working men and women across this state. We will restore our values. We will restore our economy. We will restore our border. And we will restore America. Thank you.